Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, Tim's going to talk about free SSL certificates. SSSL. Say that 10 times real fast. Free right. SSL certificates versus premium SSL certificates. When you should use what, where, and how. And since Tim is more of the technical brain and he loves this kind of stuff, I'm going to let him roll with it. Go, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. So before I dive into the kind of the differences and which ones you should choose, I want to first define what SSL certificates are. SSL stands for Secure Socket Layer, which that probably doesn't mean anything to you, but essentially it what makes your web page secure and can encrypts the data from your server to the user's browser. And so you've probably seen websites in the URL bar, you see the HTTP, or you'll see https://yourdomain.com. So when it has the S, that means it's encrypted. S stands for secure. And so that means that there is some sort of SSL certificate that is encrypting the data from the server to the user's browser. And so it used to be that only like if there was sensitive information or e-commerce or something like that, that an SSL certificate was needed. But the way that the web has moved is everything should be encrypted. Every single website should have SSL, regardless of whether or not you have sensitive information or e-commerce or anything like that. So there's free SSL. So Let's Encrypt is definitely by far the most popular. They partnered with a lot of hosting companies. So with one click of a button, you can secure your website with a Let's Encrypt certificate free of charge. If it's configured with your host, there's no configuration needed. It's usually just one click, you're done. Another one that's free is Cloudflare. You can set up a free Cloudflare account. They have a free SSL option that will give you the green lock in your browser, HTTPS, and it works. So, and then the third is a self-signing SSL certificate, which is basically, it's not provided by any third party, Let's Encrypt, Cloudflare. You essentially create an SSL certificate yourself and just store it on your server so it'll encrypt the data. And then on the flip side, you can go to Namecheap and get a Komodo premium SSL certificate. There's a lot of different providers out there. Komodo is just the one I'm most familiar with and what I purchase. And they're not very expensive. Starting around $9, you can spend $45-$50, depending on there's different levels. And I'm going to talk about that. So what's the difference? Because with an SSL certificate, the level of encryption is actually the same with Let's Encrypt, Cloudflare, a self-signing SSL, or one that you pay for. So like what's the differences? Why would you pay for it when you get the same level of encryption with a free one? And the added value of a premium comes down to the verification. So typically an SSL certificate will serve two functions, or at least on the premium side. One is it'll encrypt the connection, but two, the business that is providing the SSL certificate has verified that the website is who they say they are. So if you are on a website called myawesomegadgets.com, I have no idea if that's an actual website, just made that up. Well, then, and they have an SSL certificate from Komodo. Well, they've gone and they've done some level of verification to show that this isn't some scammer, that they are who they say they are. They verify that this is a legit business. And so you can buy, and the reason why there's different prices with Komodo, for example, is they might, the lowest level, all they do is make sure that you have an email at that domain. So webmaster@yourdomain.com, and that's the lowest level of verification. But then the highest level is they can go and verify that you are an established business, that you have the business records to show it, that your address, you actually are at that address, and so you have a utility bill, you know, the phone number verification too, that you have a business phone on your site that you answer that's connected to your business. And so those are a lot more, but those can offer an additional trust factor to your customers, because they say, I might not be familiar with this business, but Komodo has checked them out. They have this level of verification, so I feel more comfortable putting in my credit card because this business is legit. And so that's kind of what the differences are. Now, you might be asking, well, do I need that? I would say these days, the premium SSL certificates are becoming less and less popular because of how readily available the free ones are, how easily accessible they are. And then also most consumers, they're not really going, in my opinion, looking at, you know, the verification and seeing that. So I would say for your everyday website, this is my own opinion, your everyday website that doesn't have e-commerce or anything like that, maybe has some slightly sensitive information just with a basic form. Well, then use Let's Encrypt, use Cloudflare, use a self-signing SSL. But if you're going to be selling something e-commerce, get yourself a premium SSL certificate. That way you have that extra additional layer of trust. Komodo will give you a little green lock badge that you can put in your footer. I have it on the footer of my website. And it just adds that extra trust factor that may be beneficial to some users. Potentially maybe older generations that are a little more skeptical about putting in their credit card. And so that's what I recommend doing. That's what I do. I won't get the highest level of verification. I'll get, you know, one of the lower levels, but I'll still get that Komodo trust lock badge that I can put on the site. If they click the lock in their browser up in the URL bar, it's going to drop down and say, you know, SSL certificate by Komodo verified and so forth. And so that can be beneficial too. So that's what I recommend. Those are the differences. At the end of the day, it's the same level of encryption, whether you get a free one or a paid one.
All right. Sorry I talked so much in this episode, everybody. tomorrow we've got another great episode. Our Facebook ads still effective in 2019. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.